broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Monday morning, September the 13th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. And this morning we kick off the morning being joined by the Democratic candidate in the process for governor of Ohio 2022, Nan Whaley. Nan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Scott?
Doing well.
Monday morning.
Monday morning. We're kicking off another week.
Yep. A nice, good week. And I think September weather in Ohio is always really special. So nice to be up and at 'em this Monday morning.
Absolutely. Mayor Whaley, I want to talk a little bit about the pandemic off the bat here. Numbers are bad across Ohio. Hospitals are filling up in Ohio. It's a scary situation right now. What do you think's going on in Ohio? And if you were governor, what would you do at this point?
Well, I mean, I think this has really become a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And so what we're seeing, the people that are filling up our hospitals across the state are folks that have chosen not to get the vaccine, and so they're not protected against this very contagious Delta variant. I'm particularly disappointed with the governor in this latest round of not being supportive of the efforts that we need to do to make sure that people get vaccinated, and also protecting those that don't have a choice in vaccination, which is those people under 12 years old, because they can't get the vaccine yet. What we're witnessing across the state is a hodgepodge of decisions around mask mandates in schools. And we know that masks, if we can't get vaccinated, the masks really work, and they can protect our children in schools across the state. We want to do two things, right, as we get moved through this Delta variant. We want to keep our kids safe, of course. We also want to keep them in schools. And we've seen the school districts that have chosen not to get, not to do mask mandates, have a much higher spread of COVID in those schools, some of them even having to close.
Are you surprised at the resistance against this from parents?
I don't think there's as much as you think, Scott. I think the people that are resisting are very loud, but they are clearly not in the majority. The majority of Ohioans want their kids to be safe, and they want their kids to be safe in schools. And they want the governor to lead, and the governor is just too weak to stand up to the extremists and his party and this small, loud voice. But I can assure you that is not the majority of Ohioans. It's not the majority of parents. It's not the majority of school superintendents across the state. Ohio is very hungry for leadership, and they're not getting it out of the governor's office.
You know, when we look at things right now in the pandemic as we head toward winter, we have some department stores are now requiring masks for all their employees, but not the customers. Mm-hmm. Not all schools have went to mask mandates. And we have the city of Columbus now, which is putting a mask mandate in place at the behest of the mayor. But with the legislature doing what they have done in Ohio, preventing really the governor from putting any mandates in place that they might not like, what is the governor to do at this point?
Well, the governor is well within his authority to put a statewide mask mandate on in schools. He could then, you know, hope the legislature does the right thing. If they're listening to the minority of people and not the majority, they could overturn it. But he has also hinted that this bill that requires him allows the legislature to do this, the governor has said he thinks it's unconstitutional. He should fight that in the courts if he believes that. If not for our children and protecting our children, I don't know when you would fight it. The fact of the matter is the governor is more worried about his politics than his primary. He's up against a big primary coming up this May. He's in trouble in it. And so he doesn't want to upset these extremists because he needs them in his primary election. He is putting that ahead of the health and safety of children in our state. That is incredibly disappointing for Ohioans.
We have certainly seen in all elections, certainly statewide, that unfortunately it seems to be the rule of the day is that people throw mud when you announce you're going to run for something. And last week you experienced some of that when a lot of newspapers run articles that unsealed warrants show FBI suspected Dayton contractor of bribing Mayor Nan Whaley. What did you make of that story as it comes out last week?
Well, first of all, Scott, the accusations are completely false and untrue. You know, I am glad the FBI looked into, they need to look into anything that anybody says, and they did and found absolutely nothing. Also announcing that this entire case is closed. But of course, we want the FBI to do their job, and corruption anywhere is a problem. When this happened in Dayton, and I just found out about this the same time everybody else did, because they were, you know, the FBI never came to see me in any way or anything. I think they quickly found it to be untrue. But in 2019, when we had an issue of corruption in Dayton, we quickly took action. You know, I made sure we changed our procurement processes so corruption could not happen again. We had an outside auditor come through our city hall and organization to see if there was any other kind of corruption happening that the FBI missed. We found nothing. And that's the kind of leadership that we need. Let's compare that to Mike DeWine with the largest corruption scandal in Ohio history, which has made the FBI to call the Ohio State House the most corrupt state house in the country. Governor Mike DeWine has done nothing, nothing to clean it up. He has actually called these people like Sam Randazzo, who has had his house raided by the FBI, a good person. He doesn't want to stand up to these extremists and these cronies in his party. 47 years in office, I think, makes him more likely to be comfortable with this kind of activity. And on my watch, I was not, and took a direct and fast action.
You know, Mayor Whaley, why do you think at this point that this contractor, and I'm not going to mention his name, but would say that he gave you, I think the accusation was that he gave you $50,000 that would not be detectable and that he would call the mayor when there was a problem. Why would he say this all of a sudden?
Well, let me be clear. It's somebody saying somebody said that.
Right, right. There's
so,
no, yeah.
You know,
you're right.
And I don't even know who this person was. So, you know, I don't know who he is. So it's untrue. It's unfounded. I think it was, you know, in communities, people make up a lot of things about their elected leaders. And I think we found this to be untrue. The FBI found this to be untrue. And the case is closed. We're grateful the FBI looks into all these things. But this is the work product of what the FBI has to go through to really find truth.
If you were not running for mayor, do you think this would have been an issue last week? Or running for governor, excuse me.
I can't pretend to understand the process of how things are rolled out. I do know that the person that found this document is of extreme right-leaning. So, I mean, this is the work that you have to go through. And I'm appreciative of what the FBI did to look through corruption anywhere. I also know this is completely untrue, and the FBI found that to be the case as well since they closed the case.
We have about a minute left here. Were you surprised at how the media ran with this story and the fervor that they did?
Well, look, I think the media did their job, too. I don't think the headlines of the stories were very fair because it's not the FBI suspected in any way. It was more someone said something about me, and they had to track it down. That is really what happened here. But of course, people, you know, these kind of stories, even when we're very clear that this did not happen and it was untrue, you know, it is sensational, and that sells papers and is clickbait these days.
With 30 seconds left to go here, but like in Marion right now, we have a 43% vaccination rate, still 43%, mm-hmm. And they've offered money and things of that nature. How are we going to get that vaccination rate up? It doesn't seem to be, it's still free, and people will not go do it.
Right. So, look, I think what the president recommended this week around people getting vaccinated and, you know, making it a safety and health effort in workplaces is really important. You know, it is important. We were the first city in the state of Ohio to require testing and mandates of our employees because we want people to be safe. They're engaging with citizens every single day. We want to make sure that when, you know, a police officer or a firefighter is engaging with a citizen, that that citizen can feel safe and that there will lessen the spread of this, which the vaccine does. So these actions are really important. You know, we have, as a community, this affects all of us, you know, and that's why it's so important that everyone must get vaccinated. You might think it might just only be your choice, but that choice is affecting people's children and other people's families as well. And as we see the increase in our hospitals, it's affecting people that might need to go to the hospital for a heart attack or a stroke because the hospitals are overwhelmed now with COVID. And it doesn't have to be this way if people would collectively go and get vaccinated.
Mayor of the city of Dayton, great city of Dayton, and current Democratic candidate for governor in Ohio in the Democratic primary, Nan Whaley. Nan, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and hopefully you'll come back soon.
Hey, Scott, I wanted to tell you I was at the Popcorn Fest this weekend.
Really?
Yes, I stopped by and saw Mayor Schertzer and got to see Great Marion, had a great time, and I just really appreciate all you guys do up in Marion.
And you didn't call me over. You didn't call me over to this event.
Well, I was just coming through. Were you there? Were you at the Popcorn Festival?
I was at different times. I was. I'm sorry I missed you.
I'm sorry. Next time I come through, I'll make sure we meet each other, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Mayor Nan Whaley. Well, I guess she was at the Popcorn Festival this past weekend. There you go. And we continue. I'll tell you, here's why this morning seems rushed. Number one, it's Monday morning. And number two, I got stuck in the line at, it was one of those mornings where I clearly should not have gone to McDonald's. Because, I don't know what they were doing over there this morning, and I'm not blaming the people at McDonald's at this point. I think they're just short-staffed like everybody else is. But it looked good when I pulled into the parking lot. There were probably only four or five cars in there. But once I got in the line, it just stalled. It just absolutely stalled, and I was in the lane for I don't know how long. It was after 8 o'clock before I got out of the drive-through over there. And when you have to be here at 8:15, that's not good when you're getting out of the Mount Vernon Avenue McDonald's line and it's after 8 o'clock. So I just made it in here this morning, but that's okay. All is well now, but holy moly. Has anybody else noticed things like that? I don't go to a whole lot of fast food places, but I do go to McDonald's, and I have noticed that it has really slowed up quite a bit, and I don't know. See, I'm trying to figure out, is it because they're short-staffed because people are not taking the jobs, or is it short-staffed because of the pandemic? Because I know the numbers are up, and if you're sick or you're quarantined, you're probably not going to come to work. I know a lot of grocery stores and department stores are facing that right now in the area. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this or Mayor Nan Whaley? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it here on the air. Back here on Monday morning, September 13th, 2021, 30 minutes past the hour. All right. Well, what else do we got going on here? You know, I did want to do some Family Feud because we have not done any Family Feud in quite some time. And I did want to do this morning. But, you know, I found a lot of Marion history yesterday. And you know what it made me think about? Probably 5 or 6 years ago here on the air, We had some fun by talking about where businesses used to be in Marion. And I thought, well, let's try a little bit of that here this morning. That was always a lot of fun when we did that. And we still have tickets to the Wilds, and we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. So if you'd like any of those, we still have those here around the station. So what I thought we would do is do some of this here this morning. We'll see how people's memories are. And I'm not talking about going back to the 50s or 60s. I'm talking about like in the 80s. So let's start here. Where was Hill's Department Store located in Marion? Does anybody remember that? That used to be a very, very popular place. Where was Hill's Department Store located in Marion? 740-383-9944. Hill's Department Store. H-I-L-L-S. You know the interesting thing about Hill's? That used to be the place where people used to go to get their back-to-school clothes. I think they had a layaway program there at Hill's that a lot of people used. But it was a very, very popular store. Does anybody remember in Marion where Hill's Department Store was located? You can just kind of give me the area, or if you don't know the name of the street, you can tell me what's there now. 740-383-9944. Where was Hill's Department Store located in Marion? Now, the other question I have in this, what went in that building after Hill's went out of business? There was one other business in that building after Hill's went out of business. Go ahead, caller.
Hill's was located on Delaware Avenue. It's been torn down, and the only thing back there now, it's behind the drugstore, is, I don't know what's back there now, but there's only two stores left.
Yeah, you know, I never understood why they tore that building down. It couldn't have been that old.
It wasn't, and I don't understand it, but that's where Hill's was.
Yeah, you're right. It was back behind the, I think it's Walgreens, out there on Delaware Avenue. You've got it.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Eva Pollock.
All right, Eva. We've got you in here this morning, and we're going to do the drawing here in about 27 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A lot of people loved Hill's, too, but yes, it was out on Delaware Avenue, just up the road here, behind where the Walgreens is. The building is gone. I think there's a tobacco shop back there now in what used to be a smaller building, but Hill's was next to it, but they've torn it down, and I never really understood that. All right, what was in Hill's after it closed down? Before they tore the building down, there was another business in there. Does anybody know what that business was? 740-383-9944. What was in Hill's after Hill's closed down, but before they demolished the building? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, let's get to another one here. This is a question I was debating in a car about 2 weeks ago with some people. Well, I don't know if it was a debate, more of a conversation maybe. Where was the original Ponderosa in Marion? Now, we've had many versions of Ponderosa in Marion. Where was the original Ponderosa? Go ahead, caller.
It was Ames.
Ames. Now, you know, what did you think of Ames? Were you ever in Ames when it was out there?
Yes, many times.
What did you make of Ames?
I still had a preference of Hill's.
Yeah, a lot of people did not like Ames. It was kind of strange. Sure, what's your name, ma'am?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Yes.
All right, Kelly, we got you in here for the drawing coming up at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was Ames. And you know something? Ames was not there very long, maybe a couple years. But people did not like Ames. It was never very well shopped, which probably explains why it went out of business. And I never saw Ames busy. All the times I was ever in there, it was never busy. And Hill's was a very busy department store. So, kind of strange. But yes, Ames was the other business in where Hill's was before they tore the building down. Okay, where was the original Ponderosa? Now, we've had many Ponderosas in Marion, but where was the original Ponderosa located at? Go ahead, caller.
The original Ponderosa is where Matthew's budget car is.
Do you know what road it is?
It's on Delaware Avenue. It's right across from Matthew's Ford.
You got it. You know, I never understood. That was always a nicer building than the one on Mount Vernon Avenue. I don't know why that got torn down.
Well, they really didn't tear the building down. The big grill is still back there in the back of the cars where they sell their cars, but they just covered it up.
Oh, so the building that they use for the car lot down there is the building that they use for Ponderosa?
Yes.
Oh,
they
I did not know that.
They just changed it.
They just changed the building.
Yeah, but the big grill and the chimney is still there.
Oh, really? I'll have to go over there sometime. It was right next to the hospital there,
Med
Center.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people went there. They had the big buffet. I don't know what happened to that.
I don't know, but they had a good buffet because I used to work at the hospital.
Yeah. I know a lot of people used to eat there on this side of town, and then it just drifted away.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It was. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, we've got Eva in here. Eva in twice and Kelly in once. The first Ponderosa was right down here on Delaware Avenue, not too far from where we sit now. It was next to what was then the Smith Clinic. It's part of Marion General now. But it was right there next door to it. And I guess the chimney and the grill are still there. Okay, here's the other question. Over the years, we've had 3 Ponderosas in town. We've had a total of 3. Where were the other 2? We now know the original was out here on Delaware Avenue next to the hospital. And when I say the hospital, I'm talking about the Smith Clinic. But where were the other 2 Ponderosas located in Marion? We've had a total of 3 over the years. Where were the other 2 located? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where were the 3 Ponderosas located in Marion? We've got one on the table. Now, here's another question. Joanne Fabrics has had 2 locations in Marion. Does anybody know where the 2 locations for Joanne Fabrics have been? There's a question for you. A lot of people still shop Joann's out there. Go ahead, caller. Oh, if that's you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Looking for the 3 locations of Ponderosa. Where have the 3 locations of Ponderosa been in Marion? Or the 2 locations of Joann Fabrics? Either of those questions. We've got the 3 locations of Ponderosa. Can anybody name those? Or the 2 locations of Joann Fabrics? 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Give me a buzz. And we will continue on here. It's kind of interesting that a lot of this history has been forgotten, and it's really been within the last 40 years. So we're not going back into the prehistoric times here. Does anybody know where the 3 locations of Ponderosa have been, or the 2 locations of Joann Fabrics? 740-383-9944. Now here's another question for you. Kroger on 95, there have been 3 stores in that location. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, there's 2 Ponderosas. They were on 95. One was there on 95. The building's gone. And the other one was down there by Myers. In that building, there's something else in it now, but it's still there.
Yeah, the one of the Ponderosas was down there where Ryan's? Yeah, Ryan's used to be.
Yes, that's where the one was, and the other one was up this way further, but that building's gone now.
Yeah, they tore that down. Do you know what's there now?
No, I'm not sure, Scott, what's there right now, but
I think it's Panera.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, Scott. It is Panera.
Yeah, I think it is.
It was right in that area right there.
Well, okay, John, I got you in. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Yep, those were the 3 Ponderosas. We had one on Delaware Avenue next to the Smith Clinic. We had one where Panera Bread is located now, but they tore down that building. And then we had one out where Ryan's was. I don't know what's going in that building right now. They're doing some kind of remodeling on it, but it was in the Meyer parking lot. But those were the three locations of Ponderosa in Marion. Now, does anybody know the two locations of Joann Fabrics in Marion? Hopefully you know where the current location of Joann Fabrics is. Where was the other location of Joann Fabrics in Marion? And the other question floating around here this morning, out on Route 95, where Kroger is now in the Walmart Plaza, there have been three grocery stores in that location. What three grocery stores in that location have existed where Kroger is right now on 95? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What three grocery stores have been in the location where Kroger is now on 95? And where have the two locations of Joann Fabrics been in Marion? Now, we talked about Ponderosa. Now, Ponderosa's first location on Route 95 was in a building where Panera Bread is now. They tore down the building. What was originally in that building? There was another restaurant in that building before Ponderosa. What was originally in the building where Ponderosa went on Route 95 that was torn down to make way for Panera Bread? Does anybody know what originally was in that building? It was another restaurant. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know the original location of Big Lots in Marion? So, there's quite a few questions for you. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Monday, September 13th, 2021. 43 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here if you know the answers to any of these questions. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was a Bonanza Steakhouse.
Bonanza. Now, weren't those Bonanzas owned by one of the actors in the TV series Bonanza?
I think the Ponderosa and the Bonanza both was owned by those people.
Now, do you remember seeing a whole lot of difference between Bonanza and Ponderosa?
Yeah, it was basically the same.
Yeah, pretty much they just changed the name and a little bit of the wallpaper, and all of a sudden it was a Ponderosa.
You know, Ponderosa used to get a tray, and you went through the line, you got your drink and stuff, and then you ordered and then you seated. But the latest Ponderosa, where the Ryan Steakhouse was at, you know, they did it a little bit different.
Yeah, they did. I don't know if there are any buffets anymore that do it like that, where you get your cups and your trays and you go down the line. Seems like they've done away with that.
I remember our Gateway Smorgasbord used to be like that at one time.
Oh, they certainly did. Who are we putting down this morning?
I'm not interested. Go ahead and put Judy Smith down.
All right, Judy Smith down here this morning. All right, thanks for calling in. All right, we've got Judy Smith, and yes, it was a Bonanza. The first business that occupied the Ponderosa on 95, where Panera Bread is now, was called Bonanza. It was a buffet, pretty much like Ponderosa was. Okay, our other questions here this morning. Where were the two locations of Joann Fabrics in Marion? You know where one is. It's still in business. Where was the other location? 740-383-9944. Also want to know, the Kroger on 95, I know a ton of people visit it every day. There have been three grocery stores in that location. What are the three grocery stores that have been in the building where Kroger is on 95? Does anybody know the three grocery stores? All right, looks like we got a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Now, your restaurant that you were talking about, it has your tray, still has your trays, and you can go past. Golden Corral, they still do that. Of course, we haven't gotten there in Marion. We got one in Mansfield.
Yeah,
they got one in Lima.
Oh, do they have one over in Lima?
Huh?
Do they have one over in Lima?
Yeah. Yeah, a bit down by the mall. I'd be west of town, like. You go all the way through town, like maybe you're going out of town, there's a little mall on the right, like. And they got a golden corral right down to the end of that. I've been in it, unless it's closed recently. Then they got one in Mansfield, just south of that mall over there. Down by, it's a steakhouse, right beside it, right next, pretty close to it. It's a steakhouse, I can't, Westerlake Steakhouse, I think is what it's called, something like that. But they're just back this side of that, just west of 309 now where it goes down through there. Or south, I mean, is where that Golden Corral is.
You know, I was just over in Mansfield, Ontario this past week and went back over to Fazoli's. Have you ever been over to Fazoli's?
No. Where's it located at?
Well, it's right over there. When you get off in Ontario, it's down by, I'm trying to think what's around it. It's pretty close to the Target over there.
Have you been to the garden? I can't say the first name of it. It's a garden, and they have a restaurant there, right up there, just right off of 309 to the right as you're going through. And but the Golden Corral, I don't think it's closed. If it has, it hasn't been all that long. And you could go by and get whatever you want. You get a tray, you go in, and you get a tray, you give you a drink, and you get a tray, and you pay for it, and then you go set your drink or whatever down to the table, and they got the dishes stacked up out here. You get however many dishes you want, and you can go down past all of this, get whatever you want, the hot food, the cold food, and the whole nine yards. And the same way in Lima. Lima? Yeah. The same way in Lima. They both same in the same order. But that's the only two that I already know of.
The Fazoli's is on Lexington Spring Mill over in Mansfield.
Yeah, no, I haven't been there, no.
Yeah, you have to go there. They have very good Italian food, and they have free breadsticks, and it's very affordable and very good food.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of restaurants I've been to, and I forgot about them, but that's the only two that I know of, and I've been in, is you get your trays, like Ponderosa did. You know, Ponderosa, you got your tray, and you go up, and I think they give you a drink, and you order, and then they brought you your food, or you could go by and get it, either one.
Yeah, it's still thriving over there.
You're self-serving places is this now they got what out here by the side of Buffalo Wild Wings. They pretty well got a self-service buffet too. Have you been in there?
The Hong Kong buffet?
Yeah.
It's
called right beside of the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, it's been a couple years since I've been in there.
Well, now they have the pretty well the same thing. You they got a buffet and you go get whatever you want.
Yeah, not a bad little place. I know Terry and Adam here from the station. They like to go over there and slap on the feed bag.
They have got a variety. They have got a variety of food. You know, people likes different kinds of food, and they got a variety of food out there to that place. It's not my favorite place, but if you go in there, you're bound to find something you like because they've got so much of it. It's a variety. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I have never been a huge fan of Chinese food.
Yeah. But now, But other than that, that's I'm not particularly crazy about the self-service, but you could go in. Now, the one in Bell Fountain, or Lima, I mean, well, one over Mansfield, there are a lot of people go through. The food don't stay on the buffet all day. You know what I'm saying? It moves, so you get fresh food pretty regular. Now, places you go in that ain't very busy, well, you about say you ain't going to get all that good of food because it's been on the buffet for so long. Because, you know, if there ain't very many people going in, they ain't going to get it all. They ain't going to take it all. And they ain't going to take that food off and throw it away at the buffet fresh on there unless you absolutely have to. But now, Lima, I ain't never been in that store that ain't busy. And, you know, you don't have to wait on nobody because it's self-service. You go get whatever you want and go back to your table, blah, blah, blah. Your biggest problem is finding your table if they're busy, which they are pretty well, you're pretty busy.
What did you make of Nan Whaley on this morning?
Do what now?
What, did you hear Nan Whaley on at the start of the show?
I still didn't understand. My radio was too loud. Now, run it by me again.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear Nan Whaley at the start of the show today?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't get that.
Yeah,
I didn't turn it on until later.
Yeah, she's running for governor on the Democratic side.
Yeah, I heard her, yeah. What's she running on, Republican or Democrat?
She's a Democrat.
Democrat? Yeah, a lot of people are dissatisfied with DeWine. Really?
Seems that. You know, I can't believe, though, she was in Marion this past weekend at the Popcorn Festival and met with Mayor Schertzer, and the two of them didn't invite me down there.
You know, I was back there, and you was in the parade, and I didn't even see you.
No, I didn't go to the parade.
Oh, you didn't go in?
No, I wasn't in it this year.
Oh, you wasn't in it? Somebody told me you was in it.
No, I stayed out this year.
Well, you were in the paper now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the paper, consumer paper, or the Marion Star One. Let me. Yeah. Why discovered you? Said, this Scott Spear? I said, I don't know. I've seen you before, but I don't know. I don't hardly look like you, but it was your name. Just a second. I'll ask her.
Okay.
What was Spear? What was he in the Marion Star? The guy, Scott Spear, was he in the Star or the Consumer?
One of them was.
Was in the Star?
This is real radio here.
You shut him down. I believe you would. Yeah, it's Main Star.
Oh.
You don't, huh?
I'll have to look. I did not notice it. I don't know what I would have been in there for.
Well, I saw you in the paper now. I'm pretty sure it was in the Marion Star. I believe it was in the Marion Star.
Hopefully I wasn't on the obituary page.
No. I sat here and listened to that a while ago. No, you wouldn't did that or that either. Hey, maybe somebody else tried to call. Have a nice day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, what were my questions? The two locations of Joann Fabrics in Marion. Does anybody know the two locations of Joann Fabrics? Does anybody know the three grocery stores that have been in the building where Kroger is now on Route 95? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, there's a Bazzoli's in Bucyrus, too.
Oh, in Bucyrus?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's it at?
I can't exactly tell you where it's at. I've been there one time, but...
Because that would be a closer trip for me.
Yeah, a lot closer trip. And then that guy was talking about the buffets. Anytime you eat a buffet, you need to go there during, you know, the busy hours. If you want the food to be, you know, fresh and...
You know, but he is right. The last time I was at Golden Corral, which has probably been about 4 or 5 months ago, I was at the one over in Ontario, Mansfield. They still do give you a tray.
Yeah, and you get your drink and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's a throwback to the old days.
Yeah.
If you find out where the Fazoli's is over in Bucyrus, let me know, because I've never seen one over there.
Yeah, I have to ask my brother. I used to have a menu, but I threw it away. but they have pretty good pizza. They're expensive.
You see, I've never had the pizza at Fazoli's. What I always get is the spaghetti with the pizza topping, the mozzarella and the pepperoni on top.
I guess they have a buffet, too. That's $10 or something. That's a good deal up there.
Well, I always say with Fazoli's, you can't go wrong. That's a very, very good place. Well, that's the whole reason we went to Ontario. Sean has become a big fan of Fazoli's. So he wanted Angie and I to go over with him this past Saturday night, and we had a real good time over there. But you know what's interesting? We were over there, and they're open until 10 o'clock. Well, we got over there about, I'm going to say 7:30, and it got to be about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and we were just sitting there talking, having a good time, knowing they close at 10, and all of a sudden one of the employees came over and said, hey, if you don't mind, can we have your dishes? And we gave them to him, and he said, or I think Sean said, well, what time do you close? And he said, well, we close the dining room at 8 o'clock. And I said, well, I thought your door said 10 o'clock. And he said, well, those are our hours, but we're so short-staffed now, we have to close the dining room at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, a lot of places are like that. I go to Long John Silver's, and sometimes they're... eat-ins open, you know, sometimes it's just drive-through only.
Well, and now it's drifting over to McDonald's because I believe the slowing of the line is because, you know, they have these two lanes you can be in, but it seems like only one person's taking orders in both lanes, and it used to be you had a person for each lane taking orders.
Right, it don't make no difference, you know, which lane you get in. It ain't going to go any faster if only one person's taking orders.
Yeah, it's a mess. We've got to fix this problem. What'd you make of Nan Whaley this morning?
I like hearing from her.
What do you make of that whole bribery thing?
I haven't heard nothing about it, but it just sounds like somebody's trying to, you know, get some dirt on her.
You know, it's nice that she answered it, though. You know, I do like that. I always appreciate when people answer the questions.
Yeah, she didn't evade the question.
No, she didn't try to get around it. And also, but don't you think it's a little rough that her and Mayor Schertzer got together at the Popcorn Festival, didn't invite me over?
Yeah, because she's been on your show several times.
Yeah, and I think she knew she was coming on Monday. We all could have went over and had a, you know, a gyro or something, euro, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to Mayor Schertzer. I'll have to talk to Mayor Whaley about that. The mayors got together.
It was nice she come to Marion, though.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great that she came. You know, that's what people... I don't know if DeWine was there or not.
I wonder if she was campaigning much here in Marion, or she just came up.
You know, I don't know. It's strange, because I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, I guess. Hey, thanks.
Bye.
Does anybody know if Governor DeWine was at the Popcorn Festival? I didn't go up. Well, I was up one time Thursday morning before it really all got underway, and I got, what did I eat up there? It was food. It was food-related while I was up there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Joanne's next to Hills?
Yes, you got it. Joanne's next to Hills and also, of course, where they are now. What's your name?
You can put Kelly in again.
Oh, Kelly in again. Okay. Do you know Kelly?
No, I don't.
Oh, just putting her in.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
I went through Lee's Chicken last night, and their dining room is closed, and they were lined up clear around the building, and it took forever to get through there also.
Now, do you think this is because they're short-staffed or because people are sick? Because I know that, because I thought that, where was I at? But they were short-staffed, and I thought, well, maybe it's because they can't hire people. And they said, well, no, a lot of people are out sick.
Yeah, I think it's probably both.
It's a mess. We got to get this fixed.
Yep.
Hey, thank you. Yes, Joanne's was next to where Hill's was there. I think it's a tobacco shop now. It was a tobacco... I don't get out there very often on Delaware Avenue anymore, but that's the Joanne's question. Delaware Avenue there where Hill's was, right next to them. And then where they are now in the mall. So that's Joanne's one. Okay, we'll take this, and then we got to go to break here. We're going to do our drawing on the station. Go ahead, Colin.
Yes, one was the grocery store there where Kroger's is now. The first one was Big Bear, and I think the second one was Great Scott.
No, Big Bear was actually the second one. You got Big Bear and you got Kroger, but there was one in there in the beginning when Walmart first opened, and they built that place. There was a grocery store in there in the beginning.
I can't remember the name of that one, Scott. I just know, I thought it was, the name I had was wrong, but Big Bear was the one that originally opened that store.
No, there was one in there before Big Bear.
Oh, well, I'm lost on that one, Scott.
Yeah, keep thinking.
All right.
Keep thinking. Bye-bye. All right, well, we've got our winners here. We've got Eva Pollack in, we've got Kelly in, we've got John in, and we've got Judy Smith in here. We'll do some more of this next hour, so stay tuned. And let's do a drawing here for a pair of tickets to the Wilds. Let me get my tickets to the Wilds out here. A pair of tickets to the Wilds goes to Kelly. I've never met Kelly. Kelly, if you're out there listening, you can get those tickets today between 4 and 5 p.m. I'm coming back in 15 minutes, and we're going to talk more about trivia. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10:15 till 11 a.m. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. Stay tuned.
We've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I should have spent more time with my family, although now my son Mark is at